this drill primarily is designed to exercise and to assess the Navy's anti-terrorism program, command and control capabilities.
Harry White, the public information officer aboard NAS Pensacola, says it's a force protection exercise aimed at enhancing the training and readiness of Navy security personnel. It's conducted at every naval installation in the continental United States.
We will be communicating on a regular basis with the Navy Region Southeast, with the U.S. Navy Installations Command, and in gaining guidance and providing feedback as to what we're doing, and certainly we'll be talking with other bases as to how their programs are going, how their exercises are going.
The drill involves a pair of scenarios, each with a distinct focus. They stress different areas of the Navy's anti-terrorism and crisis management programs while establishing a setting to go through functional plans and operation capabilities in dealing with real-world threats. The first covers the entrances to the bases.
A lot of what folk will see is increased security at our gates. Our force protection conditions will change. You'll be seeing military members in various uniforms, armed in different capacities. What we're doing is exercising our capability to identify each and every individual who is coming through that gate.
The other scenario, says White, is designed to work on anti-terrorism measures. Navy officials are quick to point out that the drills are not being held in response to any specific threat.
There will be a specific exercise sometime during the course of the week where we will execute an anti-terrorism exercise, very intense. It'll be very beneficial. And as we get more information, we'll actually be inviting the news media out to come observe how this exercise is conducted.
As is the case each year, the Citadel Shield exercise will impact traffic aboard the base. The attractions at NAS Pensacola, including the Aviation Museum and Lighthouse, will be open as usual during the 10-day drill. And spokesman Harry White reminds visitors that they will be entering a secure environment.
It's not just ride up and roll through. They will need their personal identification, vehicle registration. They should have vehicle insurance forms, so they have at least three forms of identification for that security officer. Each and every individual in the vehicle will be identified, so that's going to take a little time also.
After the exercises end on the 28th, the Navy will conduct extensive after-action reporting, including lessons learned. In the case of NAS, Pensacola, and Whiting Field, Corry Station, and Softley Field, the reports will go to Navy Region Southeast, up to the Navy Installations Command, and then to Fleet Forces Command.
We will get a report back that talks to the exercise as a whole across the U.S. What was the good points, the bad points, where we need to improve, and where we're doing pretty good. It'll also be negged down to Navy Region Southeast and ultimately to NAS Pensacola with those same ingredients.
While budget cuts limited activities during last year's Solid Curtain, Navy officials say local Citadel Shield events moved forward and were done very well. This year, full funding ensures a full exercise. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.